Hello, my name is Mashana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I just had a question.
Okay.
One of my students, her boyfriend got tested positive, and so she went into quarantine. She tested negative but went into quarantine 5 days ago. And today she was showing symptoms and was tested positive. And I wanted to know if I was directly exposed and I should go into quarantine, or if I'm okay because she didn't show symptoms until today. And I haven't been in contact with her since for 5 days.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to check on the CDC and the Alabama Public Health website and get information on that for you. Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay, you just wanted to know if you needed to still quarantine, even though you've been in contact with her, even if you don't have symptoms?
Yeah, I haven't been in contact for 5 days, because as soon as she found out about her boyfriend, she went into quarantine. So I haven't been in contact for 5 days. Today is when she had symptoms.
Okay, as per the AlabamaPublicHealth.gov website, they do have a frequently asked questions page. I found a question that kind of relates. It says, can a person spread the infection even if they don't feel sick? People are thought to be most contagious when they are symptomatic. This is why CDC recommends that these patients be isolated either in a hospital or at home. Let me see, this is why social distancing is good. I'm not telling me about people who came in contact with them. Hold on. I'm prepared. I'm sorry, ma'am. It's taking a little minute. They have a long list of questions on here.
It's okay.
Okay, it says here, even if you've been in contact with her regarding how many days it's been, you are supposed to be contacted by a healthcare provider who has given her her test and told her that she has tested positive. They're supposed to get in contact with everyone she's been in contact with. But if not, then you should get in contact with your own healthcare provider for that information. and still quarantine until then when you received your results.
I'm confused. Sorry. So I guess I'm just wondering, is there...
If you need to, yeah, you just need to get a vaccine test. A COVID test, and to see if you are positive or not, and quarantine until then.
I think I get it. Cool. All right, I'll figure this out. All right.
Yeah,
if you
want, you can visit this website and look over those frequently asked questions.
Mm-hmm. No, it's more of I wanted to know if there was a protocol for it other than...
Yeah, it says the protocol is that person, whoever they've been in contact with, is supposed to be contacted, and they take it from there, but you said nobody has contacted you, so you should get in contact with your healthcare provider and let them know the same, and they'll take it from there.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
All right. See you later. Bye.